is case number 10,088, east of 5, south of River's Edge Road, lot 54, within Stonewater Creek Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Okay, what happened here? Remember he built a 22 by 12 instead of a 20 by 12, and you asked me to pull the permit and see what the permit said. There was confusion as to whether the it was AR1. They've got to be 40 feet from the front, 15 from the sides, and 20 from the rear, but a deck may encroach 5 feet into the setback of 15 feet, so that means it can be 10 feet. So that's where he got confused. What he was saying, people were telling him 10 feet. Well, the permit will always read 15 feet because the person at the counter does not know whether they're going to enclose that deck. You know, they just say, I'm coming in for a deck under 30 inches.
Not a porch.
Not a porch.
Not a porch.
Something like that. So, and what this happened, he said, is he wanted a 20 by 12, and that's exactly what he got a permit for. And they built him a 22 by 12, I believe he said, instead of a 20 by 12.
Yep. That's a nice deck there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when he was violated, he went out to check it, and it was 20, it was 2 feet over.
Yeah.
So, but now, and that's a new development also, though, and never had it in there yet, though. This would be the first one.
Yep.
And they only paid permit fee for a porch, not a deck. They only paid a permit fee for a porch. I mean, a deck, not a porch.
I don't know what that difference is, John.
Isn't it a percentage of?
I believe it is. Yeah. Yeah, it is a percentage, but I don't know what that number would be. Yeah.
I think he'd be glad to pay that, though.
Is it a porch or a deck?
It's a deck.
It's a deck.
Oh, I thought you said it was.
It's a deck.
The reason they're saying the 15 feet is because they may say a deck to them, so they play it safe and they say 15 feet, and then what happens is that he can encroach. They're told that, or you can encroach 5 feet into that.
That's where he said he got confused, or
he got confused about.
When they turn it into a porch, then it becomes a 15 violation.
Feet. Right. So you know, I think it's a combination there.
Right.
Yeah, it gets confused.
I think this is just misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding is what we have here. I really believe it's playing. Nope, I don't really think it's anybody's fault.
Did you have anything to do with this?
Yes, sir, I did.
Oh, he did. I researched it. He was right there with it. Okay, gentlemen, you've heard on this. He's 2 foot over.
So he needs two foot.
He's got a 22 instead of a 20 bow.
He's two feet over because of the contractor.
Right.
Yeah, the contractor, and then, you know.
So it was not anything the applicant did.
Oh, no. He didn't do it all.
No, he asked for the right permit.
Yeah, and if it had been, well, I think I'd view it a little bit differently, especially since it's a new development.
He had the right permit, had everything he needed. It's just the contractor went and did it. He thought it was 20, and then it was 15. It was a porch and deck, and when it got all done, the gentleman now has got 2 feet over, and he's the first one in a new home development. But the contractor did it.
I have to remember that one.
Huh?
I have to remember that one.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
We go back to Stonewater Creek.
How do you feel, Mr. McCabe, on this one?
I have no problem with it. It seems like an honest mistake.
Mr. Workman?
I'm all right with it.
You all right with it? Mr. Miller? Okay, that be the case, I'll entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, in the case of 10,088, because it was not created by the applicant and it was a mistake, I don't believe it will alter the character of the neighborhood, and I would make a motion we approve case number 10,088.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,088. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.